Honestly, at the end of the day, when they say never forget, they're saying never forget the victims of 9/11.
That makes sense.
That's what it is.
Killed by our government.
Yeah. Which is pretty crazy. Yeah. How crazy, how far government's willing. Obviously, we don't adhere to the mainstream.
The official story
of 9/11. It's obviously a major hoax.
No plane hit Building 7.
You know, I learned about 9/11 being an inside job in high school by my teacher. He would have worksheets like showing us like
no plane hit Building 7. It was a controlled demolition.
I remember him showing us, and I'm like, what the heck?
I mean, we're seeing the the ramifications of it even to this day because like when I travel. TSA is just ridiculous.
All up in your business. Isn't it crazy? Because I mean, I was born into it, but there was like a time before, like you didn't have to take off your shoes at the airport.
Oh, Adam, there is more than just that. There's a time when your family could actually walk with you all the way up to
the gate
where you go inside the airplane.
That's so crazy to me.
I mean, you could do that. I mean, in the 50s, when people used to fly, I'm not saying people like literally. People didn't have powers.
Yeah, just clarify that. Someone's
gonna say, "Pastor, actually, people could not fly in the
50s. When people would
that was the 60s.
When people would
yeah, they fly.
Oh no, it was, yeah, 50s and 60s when people would fly, it was actually considered like a luxury. Yeah. Like people would dress up in a shirt and tie, right. And they would they had waiters. Like the flight attendants were like waiters that would come and bring you lobster and all these things. Dang. It was considered like it was like a luxury basically.
Yeah.
I posted a meme.
I saw that.
You see that?
That was funny.
It's very true though. And you know, you can get a flight in the morning or in morning or whatever, you just go there, just purchase it. You didn't really need like an ID or anything like that. Like because back in even I think in the 50s, 40s and 50s, IDs. Yeah, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, not until the 80s maybe. IDs didn't even have your face on it. It was just like your name. That's why a lot of people were able to get away with a lot of crimes and stuff like that. You know, you think of like Ted Bundy. He committed a lot of his crimes in Washington and Utah, I think some in California. And so in order to avoid a lot of the authorities, what he did is he changed his appearance a little bit and then he went to Florida. And he had committed, I mean, he was like, he was on the run for a long time and they already knew who he was. And when they had pulled him over or something like that in Florida, he just pulled out a driver's license and it was just a different person's name. And didn't even have like his picture on there or something like that. But what I'm saying is like, you know, back in those days, it was a lot different. And I remember flying when I was 10, maybe 9 or 10, going to Central America. And, you know, it was a lot different. Like you can just literally walk up to the gate, your family would walk with you and stuff. And they see you at the window where the plane is and all that. It's different now. TSA is horrible.
You know,
but like you mentioned, people would wear like suits and stuff. Now, people go in their flip-flops.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why they do that, though.
Flights are a lot more uncomfortable now, right?
Well, not just that, but just they're just trying to be comfortable going through TSA. Because if you go in dress shoes and everything, it's just a hassle. Untying your shoes, and as you're taking off your clothes, you're taking off your clothes to put it on the thing, you know, the thing,
the conveyor belt.
They're rushing you.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. You feel like you're in prison or something.
Boot camp.
Let's go. Put it on the belt.
Left, right.
They're just yelling at you the whole time.